The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's Friday! You gotta love it. 1 minute after the hour is 7 o'clock where we are in Central Time. Now, just remember, on Sunday, I understand that we're going to have to spring forward because we're moving into daylight savings time. So remember, Sunday at 2 a.m., you know, when you go to bed, just set your clock. You know, and there's a lot of confusion about gaining an hour of sleep, losing an hour of sleep. If you spring forward, you're going to lose an hour of sleep because everybody else is operating off of that time except certain cities in Pacific. The Pacific Standard Time will stay the same in certain areas because they don't go along with it. They don't go along with the time change. Anyway, the time is now to take advantage of our spring sale with 10% off our site-wide and free shipping with orders $250 and up at the Power Mall. If you want to talk to a live human being, the Power Mall opens up in 58 minutes from now. If you go to thepowerhour.com, we have a community tab there where you can click on that and click on a prayer request. And boy, after last night, America needs that prayer, let me tell you. We're rebuking the adversary all during the speech. The snake's head came out. We're on TalkStream Live, by the way, if you want to go listen to us there. The TalkStream Live app is available to download on your smartphone. And, of course, Rick Satellite, still have a system to give away, ricksatelliteusa.com. The way to win it, send us an explanation of why you'd like to win it to support at thepowerhour.com or snail mail us at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Look, I'm still working on cup of coffee number two. It was a late night last night, all right? Since we're 100% reader-supported platform, as well as the show, we appreciate Kevin and Janet, Vincent, Sandy, Rodney, Donnie, Kevin, Mark, and Tim. You can be one of those lovely people out there that donate to keep us on the air. We appreciate that, too. You can make a one-time donation, become a member, do all the other good stuff that we offer. You go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab. That helps us out, too. So we appreciate that. We're also on social media, as well as having a newsletter. You can go to the Power Hour or thepowermall.com. Click on the newsletter tab and subscribe. And if you want to share your thoughts and chat with other listeners, where you go to thepowerhour.com, go to the forum section on the community tab, and you're in like Flint. Hopefully we're going to be joined by Tom Homan this morning. He's ICE's, Trump's former ICE chief. That would be Immigrations and Customs Enforcement for those of you. Before we get into the what happened last night, I know most of you, unless you were a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, you probably didn't watch it. RFK Jr., we have a YouTube video up on our email blast. If you have not subscribed yet, you need to, because we have a video up there of RFK Jr. exposing that BlackRock is the benefactor of money laundering scheme in Ukraine. So something you might want to zero in on. The Ukraine land, from what we are understanding now, is being broken up and sold to agribusinesses owned by BlackRock. And, of course, NATO will insist by contract, now that Sweden just joined yesterday, becoming the 32nd member of NATO, that it buy all of its weapons from U.S. defense contractors that are owned by BlackRock and invested in by our United States Congress. Oh, trust me, that's why Pelosi was jumping up and down. and all these other Congress people that were jumping up and down. They're all invested in defense stocks. They're making a killing. So now that Sweden, as a matter of fact, the Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson, and they were there last night in the speech. Sweden's PM was there, waving, you know, sitting right next to Jill. Yep. So, you know, you can say what you want about NATO, but I don't know. NATO may get us into a world war, encouraged, of course, by the UN and the White House. That's the problem. Pretty crazy, huh? Before we go to the phones, I want to cover what happened last night. The reporters at the Epoch Times must have turned in early. I mean, they only posted what we're going to link you to when you go to the email blast, consisting of 80 pages of stuff. And of course, you know, without fail, the moron in the White House with the mental acuity of office furniture looked like he was pumped up on steroids last night. They made him take a nap, obviously, because he was up 2 weeks past his bedtime last night. And it looked like he was pumped up on something, steroids, something, because the entire affair turned out to be nothing more than an angry rant from an old man who was coughing when he wasn't yelling. He first opened up his rant on Putin and Ukraine with no real plan to solve anything other than to keep throwing our dollars at the problem. This is something that, you know, most of us know that Ukraine is not going to win. In fact, Ukraine is the corrupt party here, and Putin is stepping in to rescue his fellow Russians, and apparently they don't care. Everybody's got an opinion. Ukrainians are being killed, like Gazans are being killed. Palestinians are being killed. Yeah. Well, it, you know, genocide is happening. You know, you don't like Zelensky, you're dead. End of story. You disappear. But Biden, man, he wants that money to be flowing. And guess what? It's going to happen. Because when he was sitting there ranting and raving about Ukraine, and you need to pass this bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson, did you notice his head? I had more fun watching Mike Johnson, the speaker. Mike Johnson started shaking his head up and down like a bobblehead when Biden said we need to send more money to Ukraine. Now, come to find out, speculation is that Mike Johnson is negotiating a deal to give Biden exactly what he wants. More money to send to Ukraine. Sounds like your House Speaker is doing his job, huh? Sticking up for we the people. Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know what? They don't care. They don't care if they bankrupt the U.S. It's the U.S. government that's going to go bankrupt. So, not only that, but he actually, there were only five Supreme Court justices plus one ex officio that attended the event, including John Roberts and the three Democrat justices. And Biden went after him, called him out on Roe v. Wade. They were not happy. In fact, they were visibly pissed. They didn't like being scolded in front of Congress, and that's what Biden did. The snake head came out. Yeah, anybody out there notices his head turned into a snake during all this? Or was it his nose grew like Pinocchio? He flat out lied to the cameras about lowering the deficit. All these things he claimed he did. I mean, notice the media was not out there fact-checking any of this. Oh, no, it's going to take them at least 24 hours to do the research before we hear the end of that. He also lied about the failure of Congress to pass his demands to fund Ukraine in exchange for closing the southern border, which he already had the power to do. He also went off on the ultra-rich, claiming they should pay up 25% income tax. You know why they're rich? Because they find ways to not pay taxes, which is legal. I've quoted that on the show before. Supreme Court, even, you know, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals actually ruled in that Gregory versus Halvering. Biden botched the name of the University of Georgia student killed by the illegal alien, got heckled by Marjorie Taylor Greene in the process, calling her Lincoln Riley instead of Lakin. And didn't take credit for any of why she was killed, because he let illegal aliens into the country. Wow. The Democrat side of the aisle, most of the women congresspersons were dressed in white, except most notably Pelosi and AOC. Yeah, I call AOC Donkey Kong. When she smiles, it looks like she just got done pulling her head out of a bucket of feed. And you could see Pelosi mimicking what everybody else was doing, yelling, four more years. Four more years. Oh, my God. The Congress people are going to get rich off us. The entire charade was nothing more than a captive campaign speech. And, of course, the Green New Deal came out there. It's working. Another lie. Halfway through Biden's speech, Republican Representative Brian Babin of Texas got up and walked out, claiming all this was a rah-rah campaign speech, calling Biden's rants abject lies. Viewers had more fun, I would imagine, watching House Speaker Mike Johnson grimace at most of the attacks on Trump and the Republican members of Congress. And you know it was a campaign speech when the Republican side of the aisle occasionally booed Biden and he occasionally called them out on it with political arguments, like addressing a heckler at the campaign speech, responded with this: it's a growing trend for House Republicans, and not all of them are like that, but the ones that are, the underbelly of House Republicans, I think really, really showed their behind tonight. And I thought it was kind of embarrassing for the Republican Party. And of course, the media, in its infinite wisdom, likes to take things out of context. So if you didn't watch the speech, understand that in the future, things could be taken out of context. You know, but the one thing about House Speaker Johnson, he didn't stand up behind Biden and tear up his speech. What does that tell you? Think about that for a minute. Biden claimed no one should be jailed for using pot. He then repeated the claim that he beat the NRA by signing the most significant gun safety law in 30 years, then called for an assault weapons ban. That sounds like a campaign speech to me, which, of course, Trump replied afterwards. Remember that when you go to the voting booth, because if I'm not elected, your guns are gone along with your freedom. And then, of course, the Republican response. Senator Katie Boyd Britt put on quite a show afterwards, all from her kitchen table. Wow. You know, at least Sarah Sanders had the Capitol in the background last time. But Katie Britt, she should have been in Hollywood acting in daytime soaps instead of in the Senate. Despite calling the Biden speech the performance of a permanent politician, such an alliteration of peas. Say that about three times fast, why don't you? And of course, Biden criticized Trump's handling of the pandemic, calling Trump's failure to control the COVID-19 outbreak as unforgivable, to which Trump responded, you ready for this? The pandemic no longer controls our lives. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to beat cancer, turning back setback into comeback. You're welcome, Joe. 9-month approval time versus 12 years it would have taken you. In other words, Trump isn't backpedaling on Operation Warp Speed and coming clean about it. And then, of course, this is where the Epic Times went to bed after the speech was over, or speeches, because Katie Britt, like I said, you know, I don't know whether she was crying, trying to cry, trying to tear, what she was doing. I have no idea. Some of the comments I've heard was the only reason they put her on there is because a young, beautiful woman with a cross on is going to reach out and talk about, you know, people she's spoken with that were multiply raped by the cartels, and talk all about the crime and it's Biden's fault. Like I said, she should have been in Hollywood. This whole thing, yeah, well, in our house, yeah. You know, my broker's E.F. Hutton, and when E.F. Hutton talks, everybody gets, does he remember that? They all put their ear out? Yeah. That's kind of how I felt. Like I was being condescended by a senator. And here I've been elected as Senate at 40. Oh, isn't that wonderful? I'm sorry, Katie. You know, we talked about IVF. Biden brought that up, too. They want IVF like they want abortions. That's what he scolded the Supreme Court about. And see, what he doesn't get is that if people want to get an abortion, they can go get an abortion. There are states out there that'll be more than happy to stick a vacuum cleaner up there. More than happy. But see, that's not where he went with this. No, he scolded the Supreme Court right there in front of Congress. Oh, you could see the looks on their faces. Oh, my, if looks could kill, Biden would have been dead as a doornail right there at the podium. I'm dead serious about that. Dead serious. Oh, what a joke this was. Well, here's the thing that Epoch Times did not report on. Tucker Carlson had over 2.1 million viewers watch his response to the election. Tucker's, something Epoch Times reported nothing about because they probably don't subscribe to his channel because that would cost them $72 a year, and God forbid, they can take money from us for premium reports, but then they can't turn around and, you know, buy something worthwhile watching, because not only was Victor Davis Hanson on there, so was Alex Jones. Alex was there live in the flesh sitting across the table from him. Tucker Carlson claimed that even given the current low Biden poll ratings, Trump will have to campaign in all 50 states in order to unify the Republican Party and overwhelmingly beat Biden in the upcoming general election, because he claimed the Democratic Party will steal the election. Given the comments by AG Merrick Garland in Selma, Alabama the week before, when Garland went down there to celebrate the anniversary of the Selma March, speaking to a black audience in his drone voice, talking about voter ID and ballot box and all that other garbage. This is how they're planning on it. And they've already given us fair warning. So Trump didn't backpedal on Operation Warp Speed. Now, I understand the fact that, no, the vaccines did not save us from COVID, Donald. Stop with that noise. You are not going to fare well in the elections if you don't stop that and start coming clean. Well, I better guess that was on yesterday, Daniel Street. I'll bet he was doing a lot of fact-checking on this. You know, and I even brought it up yesterday on the show, if you were listening, what was going on and why Trump needed to come clean about that. Now, if he was lied to, what is wrong with coming out and saying, I'm sorry, I put my faith in people that let me down and let the people down. These people need to be held accountable. And by God, if you elect me, I'm going to come after them. We're going to have Nuremberg too. That's the kind of stuff I want to hear. Not what I heard last night. Of course, now, if it was taken out of context, you know how the media gets. No, the pandemic doesn't control our lives. But, you know, the good news is there was an actual positive outcome about that. You know what that was? Do you remember in Texas when the lockdown happened and the Texas salon owner, Shelley Luther, was sent to jail in 2020, made national headlines after she was arrested and sentenced to spend a week in jail for criminal contempt after she reopened her Dallas hair salon in defiance of Republican wheelchair Governor Greg Abbott's stay-at-home orders? Dallas County Judge Eric Moy ordered and offered her the chance to avoid jail time as long as she paid thousands of dollars in fines, shut down her salon again, and formally apologized for her selfish actions. Come to find out, the whole thing was BS. Luther did serve at least a day in jail, though she was released early. Abbott eventually modified his executive orders so nobody else could be thrown in jail for disobeying him. Upon release, Luther almost immediately jumped into politics and announced she would run for the Texas Senate District 30 seat as a Republican. She ultimately lost in a runoff race against Drew Springer. In 2022, she decided to challenge incumbent state rep Reggie Smith in the Texas House 62 primary, but Smith prevailed and served a third term in office. It was his last. This year, Luther decided to challenge Smith again, even after she suffered a brain aneurysm that nearly killed her last April. This time around, she bested Smith by more than 2,000 votes and is now going to go on to face Democratic candidate Tiffany Drake in the general election. That's the good news. Shelley Luther, decided to do something after the state of Texas beat her up. Luther's prospects in November look pretty doggone good. Smith towed the party line regarding border security, abortion, the Second Amendment. He may run afoul of his constituents when he voted to impeach fellow Republican and Texas AG Ken Paxton last May. So there. So, yeah, that was the good news. Shelley Luther is going to be the Republican candidate this November. She spent, oh, you betcha she's going to use the her time in jail, courtesy of Governor Abbott, to campaign. You betcha. But this thing last night, you call that a state, I call that the state of disunion address. 21 minutes after the hour now, we go to the phones. Mike in Indiana, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing, everybody out there, you know? I don't know why I wasted my time watching that last night, but the reason I did is I thought he was going to be in a wheelchair going into the, come through the door and go up to the podium, you know?
Nah.
But why do they have it at 9 o'clock Eastern time? Because for his age, 9 o'clock, that old wrinkled face Biden, he should have been in bed by 9 o'clock, that old fart.
That's what I said, 2 weeks past his bedtime, Mike.
You know, I only watched it to see if he would fall asleep, fall down, or. But then every time they showed his face, you ever seen them big sea turtles out there in the oceans,
those big
sea turtles?
I have, and see, what I was seeing was a snake's head.
Well, every time I've seen him, he looks like the head of one of them big wrinkled sea turtles, you know?
Yep.
But I don't know. I shouldn't say that, but you know what? But I didn't really hear anything about what he's going to do about controlling the border and the problems down by the border. I mean, I didn't hear nothing.
No,
you know,
he blamed everybody but himself.
I think, now, if you were up there on that podium doing the State of the Union, man, if I had to go to the bathroom, I wouldn't even have left my seat. I'd have waited till you was done.
Huh.
Hey, I just wanted to say that about him. I thought, you know, I was waiting for him to fall asleep, but I'm going to let you go because I just backed my truck in the yard. I'm done for the weekend now, and I just want to say hi to you and that guy that answered the phone. And,
That would be Todd.
Yeah, Todd. You remember when I asked you about them stupid spam callers?
Uh-huh.
And you told me that one... legislator code to use, tell them it's my work phone. I had a bill collector call me, and they said, we're recording this conversation. You are? Yes. I says, well, let me tell you, I told my full name, and I says, this is my work phone. Here is this code. I says, go ahead and ask me questions. And I says, I guess I'll have to take you to court and I get $1,000. They hung up real quick.
Oh, I bet they did. See, all it would have taken when they said this conversation is being recorded, I would have said, yeah, I'm recording it too. They would have hung up on that one.
All right. Well, hey, it's kind of not real cold, but it's raining over here in Northwest Indiana. You and Todd and all your listeners on that station, have a wonderful, nice day today. Be safe and enjoy your guys' weekend.
Yep, you have a blessed weekend too, Mike. Appreciate that. Dustin in Michigan, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, I want to cover some noise with the abortion issue. Now, there's three activities where somebody makes a decision, somebody else is going to die. And let's see, you got murder, abortion, and capital punishment. Only one of those activities requires a trial.
Ooh.
So, to me, this abortion issue boils down to, are you for killing babies or are you for not killing babies? It's pretty cut and dry. So, That's my statement in support of the Supreme Court throwing it back to the states.
See, and that's the thing that Biden and the rest of the Democrats don't want to acknowledge, Dustin, is that they right. threw it back to the states. But did you, if you watched that speech, did you see the look on John Roberts' face as well as the rest of the Democratic justices there? Did you see the looks on their faces when he scolded them?
Well, yeah, that's why, that's what prompted Whoa. Me to call in their defense. Because,
oh my
you know,
God.
There's a lot of noise when it comes to that. And I just see it as, you know, are you pro-killing babies or are you to save babies? That's the choice. I don't see any other choice.
Yeah. And did you notice everybody on cue, whenever Harris stood up and clapped, all the Democrats stood up and clapped? It was like on cue. Well, every time she did it, they all stood up and gave him a standing ovation. I mean, it was just like on cue. It was a campaign speech.
Right. Well, I don't know. After watching some of this, I couldn't stand watching the whole thing. I feel filthy after that guy is on one of my screens. So
yeah, I know. We almost started throwing shoes and everything else at our screen, but you know, I mean, at least, you know, we weren't doing what they were promoting on social media because everybody was saying, hey, let's have a drinking contest. We do a shot for every gaffe that Biden makes. And other people were responding, I don't think my liver could take it.
right. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We need to defend some of these people doing the right things a lot more than what we have been, I guess. And that's my take on it.
No doubt. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Your point well taken. You're right on about it, sir. Thank you. Have a blessed weekend. Phone lines, we can hold off. We only have about a minute left over. What's really funny, on the day that Biden's State of the Disunion address happens, the House has passed the Lake and Riley Act to crack down on illegal immigrant criminals. And what that would do, of course, they named it after Lake and Hope Riley, the nursing student that got killed by Jose Antonio Ibarra, that they're holding in custody. Venezuelan national allegedly entered the U.S. illegally and released after being illegally detained. The Lake and Riley Act would require the federal government to detain foreign nationals who commit burglary, theft, larceny, or after being initially detained, or shoplifting even, as well as grant states to sue the federal government for non-enforcement of certain aspects of immigration law, and passed by the House by a vote of, now are you ready for this, 251 to 170. Now, it should pass the Senate, according to the commentators. Doesn't mean it will, or it would, but it should. And the question is, according to this bill's sponsor, Mike Collins of Georgia, obviously, that's where she died, in his district. You know, there's nothing wrong with the bill, but will Biden sign it? That would be almost an admission of guilt, wouldn't it? All right, we're at the break with these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these important words. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are on this Friday. I'll tell you, as far as good news, because everybody thinks it should be Feel Good Friday, you know, I'll tell you what the good news is. We, the people, have to stop the merry-go-round because we've been warned. After everything that happened last night, you have been warned, because this is the State of the Union, or disunion, however you look at it, address by what looked like an old man on steroids. I mean, it was 2 weeks past his bedtime. Normally he's in bed sleeping at 9 o'clock Eastern. He is not up. So they had to make him take a nap and then pump him up with drugs. I don't see any other way he could have done this. But he was talking so fast, he was tripping over his words, which led me to believe that only people on roids do that. And because Joe Biden's polling numbers are so low, it has become obvious over the past week that Democrats and their minions will do everything possible as to what Tucker Carlson warned the nation last night. In fact, the 2.1 plus million people that watched his commentary, maybe more, could be over 3 million, were probably more than what watched the State of the Disunion address and Katie Britt. Wow. They're going to use, if they steal this election in November, you've been warned now. What's going to happen is that 4 more years, they will be able to use the illegal aliens to keep the Democrats in power. And Republicans will not stand a chance. They will find a way to arrest everybody. Unless you're a dyed-in-the-wool registered Democrat, you're a target. So, you know, and people are going, well, Dave, what are we supposed to do about it? Register to vote? Get out and vote? Don't sit back and say my vote doesn't count. That's like basically saying, put the handcuffs on me and take me to jail. I don't like Biden. I don't like my choices. I don't like Trump. I'd rather sit in a concentration camp. Is that what you want? I mean, you've been warned. I mean, if you were paying attention to what Garland was saying when he went to Selma last week, he basically said, oh, these attempts to require voter ID, require you to show your driver's license to vote, we can't have that. We should have more mail-in ballots because people are too lazy to get off their butts and come into the polls. Wow. You see, when you got stuff like that going on, it is so obvious they want to steal the election. It's so obvious they're going to try it again. We need to be alert, awake, and aware and prepared to fight this. Whatever there is, they're going to try to connect to the internet again. That has to be stopped. They seriously need to find a way to disconnect the internet at these polling centers. Make it so they cannot connect, even to Wi-Fi. Pull the plug in the routers and the modems. Don't let them connect. They're going to try. They're going to try to count ballots 2 weeks after the election. You know what they're going to do. And all these mail-in ballots are going to show up out of nowhere. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised, given the federal judge's ruling in Florida yesterday, that non-citizens will be out getting everybody and their brother to vote, or in the alternative, they will be filling out all of these voter ballots, these mail-in ballots, on their own, fraudulently signing them and putting them in big buckets full of stuff so they can go invade the ballot boxes with them. And if we're not watching those ballot boxes, they're going to get away with it. Jeff, I'm so glad that Diane is home.
Okay, wait, listen to this. Thank you. Hey, thank you so much. I want to tell you guys, man, you guys are really special. You and Todd and Rick, you know, I won the satellite dish. I cannot tell you how special you guys are, and you got my support. I'm sending you guys a gift here in the next week or so. And I just want to thank you so much for all your prayers, Dave. And I got something else to say, but go ahead. I just want to say thanks first for that.
Sure. What else is on your mind? And we appreciate your kudos and your comments, of course.
Yeah. Well, hey, I wanted to tell you this, man. There's somebody put this on YouTube or whatever it was. I saw this. It's a compilation of Joe Biden tripping and falling all the times that he has, like down the Air Force steps and at the podium and stuff. If you guys could find that, you'll definitely get a good laugh out of that one, Dave. That's really all I had to say this morning. I want to wish you a good, happy weekend, and thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Jeff. I did see those videos. But what was really disconcerting last night, because, see, Google owns YouTube, okay? Can we all agree on that? It's obvious. I'm stating a fact here. On YouTube, I decided what I was going to do is make a list of different kinds of music on YouTube, and I don't pay for their subscription service so that it eliminates the commercials. And every single time that I tried to go listen to a song for consideration on my playlist, up pops a Biden commercial. I need your support. Donate to my campaign. Every single one of them on YouTube. It was all Biden. Every single time. Constant repetition. The Biden commercial pops up. Let me take a minute to ask for your support. Wow. You see how they got this thing rigged? YouTube's in on it. So is Google. I'll tell you how crazy things can get. Under surveillance state, and I want to jump around here because we have some time to do that this morning. The Biden administration has been accused by the House Judiciary Committee and its select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government of conducting unlawful broad surveillance of citizens' private financial data without a warrant and with no evidence of any crimes being committed by the individuals. This is a new interim report released this week. With a press release, the committee claims to have uncovered startling evidence that FinCEN and the FBI colluded with large institutions in the U.S., Barclays, U.S. Bank, Charles Schwab, HSBC, Bank of America, PayPal, and many others in what boiled down to a phishing expedition for Americans' financial data. The tactics included keyword filtering of any online transactions, targeting terms like MAGA and Trump, as well as purchases of books, religious texts, firearms-related items, and recreational stores like Cabela's, Bass Pro Shop, and Dick's Sporting Goods, where you buy ammunition and guns. This surveillance extended beyond criminal suspicion, likely encompassing millions of Americans with conservative viewpoints or Second Amendment interests, according to Jim Jordan. The committee said FinCEN characterized these Americans as potential threats and subjected to surveillance despite these transactions having no criminal nexus. All right, so what do we get from all that? Stop going online to start to buy stuff like that. Go to your ATM where you don't have to input MAGA or Trump or I'm going to buy a Bible to get money out, and get money out of your ATM and pay cash for everything. Hello? Jeez. I mean, you know, it's sad that we even have to be this suspicious of our government. But apparently, our government is very scared of us. Think about it. Why would they go to this extreme and all of a sudden now we're hearing about the weaponization of the federal government? Yep, they are out to squash us like a cockroach. And we're not. We're not the cockroaches here. We're the Christians. They are out after Christians and right-thinking people that love America. Multiple U.S. agencies are continuing to examine the possible spy balloon found off the Alaska coast, according to the Pentagon. And guess who? Right now, this debris is recovered by a fishing trawler. It's now at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, Alaska. It's been transferred to a Department of Defense facility, according to officials who say they don't know why the balloon was in the waters off the coast of Alaska, but they're looking into it. Oh, I'm just so hopeful. Aren't you? Oh, there's videos floating around about the Texas storms, about the fires, directed energy weapon. We've got two videos for you to look at if you have access to our email blast off of BitChute. One of them shows a laser coming out of the sky. The other one shows north of Amarillo on fire and patterned burn marks in the ground. You be the judge. I'm not going to, you know, the other thing that happened of issue, the House Committee on Energy and Commerce unanimously approved two bills to secure Americans' data and compel social media giant TikTok to divest from its Chinese ownership. This committee, 50-0 decision, allows the bills to move forward in the House. Bipartisan support, by the way. And I'll tell you why. Because they're using it to spy on and program the users of that software. The app, the TikTok app, is being used to brainwash your children and spy on them and ply them with information detrimental to the family unit. And so what did the TikTok users do? Oh, they took action, all right, bombarding the congressional switchboard, freaking out on staffers over the banning of the app, potentially. Biden has to sign off on it. If he's on TikTok promoting himself, oh, you really think he's going to sign that? If, you know, if Congress votes overwhelmingly, and I'm talking about both the House and the Senate, to order TikTok to either divest from its Chinese ownership or they shut him down, if Biden doesn't sign it, then it's perfectly obvious where his administration is going with our liberty and our freedom and what they want to do to our family. They want to break up the family unit, folks. That's what they want to do. They want to turn your children against you. And this is how they're going to do it. They're going to use a social media app. And they're going to promote transgenderism. Talk to your school counselors. Don't tell mommy and daddy you want to come out of the closet. I don't even really think they know what a closet is. They never had to buy one. My dad used to say they don't have a pot to piss in. I guess there is some credence to that. Of course, that's a very old term from the Middle Ages. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, by the way, has accused special counsel Jack Smith of election interference in a complaint filed with the DOJ Inspector General, Michael Horowitz. Mr. Gaetz asserted Smith's resistance to delaying a trial stems from an unspoken drive to hold it before the upcoming November presidential election. So he filed a complaint about it. He says Jack Smith's attempt to speed up the trial against President Trump violates the DOJ's rules and the laws. His public comments and his office briefs before the Supreme Court demonstrate he's got no reason for his actions other than to unlawfully interfere in the 2024 presidential election. And I will tell you why, because if Trump gets elected, all this will go away. There's nothing in the Constitution that says a president can't pardon himself from everything. Well, first off, they're going to have to prove it, that he's an insurrectionist, which he's not. All these things they think they can prove, with the political power that he has, he can issue executive orders cutting off the funding of D.C., New York, California. They will get zero federal funds, and they will all die on the vine. And see, last night, all the Democrats were freaking out, thinking that all these gaps that everybody was toying with on social media. Yeah, let's do a shot for every gap he makes. Oh, this is their answer to this. They go on social media and post stuff like that. This is how much they've given up on our country. Now they've turned it into a joke as much as last night's speech was. Darn. Adam Data's back out with another report showing that California, New Jersey, and Illinois are still facing a higher risk of a housing market decline. They put out a list of 50 counties on the most exposed list, includes 6 in and around New York City, 5 in Chicago, and 14 areas of California away from the Pacific coast. At the other end of the risk spectrum, Midwest and South again had the most markets considered least likely to decline, including 9 in Wisconsin and 5 in Kansas. But in the South, people are moving there. Why? Well, Biden even brought it up last night. Did you hear him say red and blue states? Even Biden acknowledges that there is a divisive country, that we are divided. Amazing how that works. In your face, buddy. That's when the snake's head comes out. Mike in Indiana thinks he looks like a turtle's head. Yeah, I can go with that, but more so along the lines of watching Pelosi's snake's face come out. AOC, I mean, that's, like I said, that's a donkey's face coming out of the feed trough. And, yeah. And Biden, how many times did you catch him in a lie? a bunch. How many Pinocchios is the media going to give him today? And of course, there was talk about the fact, and Tucker Carlson even mentioned it, which I didn't put in our report this morning, but Epoch Times didn't cover it. So unless you actually subscribe to Tucker, you didn't hear the entire broadcast like I watched last night. That's why I get to bed late. But he basically is saying that in August, when they do this national convention in Milwaukee, there's a very good chance they're going to try to do something to upset the apple cart and move Trump out, or not Trump, but Biden rather, out of the race. Like I said, when he wasn't yelling, he was coughing. What does that tell you? If he did take the jabs, he might be a ticking time bomb too. Victim of his own scheme. A Japan-bound UA flight, that would be United Airlines, was forced to divert to LA International Airport when the plane lost a tire after taking off from San Francisco yesterday. According to the airline, the falling landing gear from United Flight 35, which was headed to Japan, to Osaka, damaged several cars when it landed in the parking lot of San Francisco International Airport. This is a 777-20, took off around 11:30 yesterday morning. 235 passengers, 10 flight attendants, and 4 pilots on board landed safely at LAX, according to United Airlines. The tire debris landed in the employee parking lot, causing damages to the fence there and several vehicles. The video posted online from the airport showed a vehicle with its back end smashed and a fence damaged in the aftermath. Now, for those of you who are ever in a situation like that, understand, according to the airline, the plane is designed to land without a problem when tires are either missing or damaged. Once the plane landed at LAX, the passengers were deplaned and moved to another aircraft to continue on to Osaka, Japan. I mean, it's just amazing, all the things that have been going on right now. And if Mike Homan, if we're able to reach out to him, we will have a lot to talk about. Debbie in Indiana, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, everybody. Dave, do you remember the cartoon Dick Tracy?
Dick Tracy, yep.
Well, there are two characters on there, Stooge and Mumbles. Who do you think that reminds you of?
That's a feel-good Friday joke, yep. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. Kamala and Joe.
Yeah, I saw the snake's head coming out last night. But like I said, when Harris stood up and applauded, everybody else in the Democratic Party that was there stood up and applauded. Except for the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court was visibly upset at what Biden did to them. Nobody likes to be scolded in front of Congress, and that's exactly what he did.
I didn't watch it. I only hear what I'm hearing off your show. I don't even watch TV, actually.
Well, that's good for you, I guess, in a lot of ways. You know, you're not programmed with all this BS that's going on out there. But, of course, a lot of this is the, you know, they're creating news, of course, and that's what they were doing last night. Every time the State of the Disunion comes on, all the mainstream media, you know, plays right into that and interjects their own liberal opinions into the mix. And, oh, it was a wonderful speech. Didn't you think so? Oh, yeah, that was great. You know, they respond to each other and create news in the process.
That's like my younger son always calls me foil hat. He goes, one of these days I'm going to come over and you're going to be cowered in the corner with your foil hat on saying they're coming to get me.
Yeah. Oh, my. See, this is how they divided families, Debbie.
Well, actually, there ain't too many people in my family that believe anything I try to say.
Well, I know I understand that. That's my point. That's what's causing. I mean, everybody is affected by this in some way, shape, or form. You are not alone in your thinking here.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Well, that's all I have. Everybody have a great, safe weekend.
You do the same, Debbie. We appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Okay. We are just about to the top of the hour break. afterwards, we're going to try to reach out to Tom Holman. We've had him on the show before. He has got a new 9/11 Border 911 gala that's coming up. And that's on April 4th, 2024 at Mar-a-Lago. Now, I'm not sure, you know, we'll get the lowdown on this because Tom was Trump's former ICE chief. So once we get back from the break after these important messages, the Power Mall will be open. You can support us by shopping there. Jay will be on hand to talk to you. Linda will be on later in the day. In the meantime, I hope you're having a blessed day and have a blessed weekend. We will be back on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.